USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Stop flying over Alaska. That's the message from a U.S. senator.
Recovery efforts are underway in Alaska after the U.S. military shot down an unidentified object Friday. Reporter Ali Rafa.
President Biden calling this mission to take this aircraft down a success yesterday, but White House officials are admitting that at this point they have way more questions than answers. They still don't know exactly where this object came from, who it belonged to.
President Biden gave the order to shoot it down, saying it posed a reasonable threat to civilian air traffic. The incident comes after a Chinese surveillance balloon was shot down last week near the coast of South Carolina. I'm John Schaefer.
The CDC is adding the COVID vaccine to routine immunization schedules for kids and adults. That joins the flu, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella, and other shots. However, that doesn't mean the CDC is making the shot mandatory for children. Three people suffered injuries after a United Airlines jet traveling from Newark to Tampa experienced turbulence. The flight took off from Newark Liberty Airport. While in the air, the 757 encountered what United called unexpected turbulence. On landing at Tampa International Airport, two passengers and a flight attendant were taken to local hospital for evaluation. So what does KC Chief quarterback Patrick Mahomes have to say to young people as he heads to the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Yeah, I would say keep following your dreams no matter what anyone says. No one thought I was going to be a professional football player. I had people telling me to focus on baseball and not play football, and I followed my dream, and I'm sitting here today, so follow your dreams.
Disneyland officials are announcing that the reopening of Mickey's Toontown will be delayed by 2.5 weeks. The cartoon-themed section of the park will now welcome back guests on March 19th. The delay was caused by heavy windstorms that impacted construction momentum. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
At least 4 people are in a Los Angeles hospital recovering from injuries after an American Airlines jet collided with a passenger shuttle bus. Los Angeles International Airport officials say the incident happened after the plane was being towed away from the gate by a tug. Fire department officials say 2 bus passengers and the bus driver were taken to the hospital. One person is dead after an elderly man with a rifle opened fire at a plant nursery in northern San Diego County, injuring a woman who's believed to be his daughter. Sheriff's department officials say deputies found 3 people with gunshot wounds. One man was confirmed dead. The other 2 people, including the alleged daughter, were taken to the hospital and are expected to survive. The mayor of Toronto is stepping down after admitting he had an affair with a former staffer.
John Tory made the unexpected announcement on Friday after the Toronto Star broke a story about an alleged relationship with a former staffer.
During the pandemic, I developed a relationship with an employee in my office in a way that did not meet the standards to which I hold myself as mayor and as a family man.
Tory said the relationship ended by mutual consent earlier this year and came at a time when he and his wife of 40-plus years were, quote, enduring many lengthy periods apart.
I recognize that permitting this relationship to develop was a serious error in judgment on my part.
He said he'll work with Toronto's deputy mayor on a transition over the coming days. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Josh Shapiro, Pennsylvania's governor, holding up an Eagles jersey on a Twitter video saying he was thrilled to wear it in February. The Super Bowl's tomorrow. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.